Well, we're supposed to have Brent Johnson come on. We're getting him. It's a little difficult sometimes. We've got to go through different channels for him to call in and stuff. So Todd's working on that. But I was going to bring on my wife on later anyway. So I'm just going to bring her on now, my better half. Tristan, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's good to be here. Hello.
Hello to you. Hello to you. I brought you on for a couple things, but you made a comment for the thing. You said sometimes, like these stories, you don't like if I get too fired up because then it just, you don't like to listen if I get fired up about a story. Is that kind of how you feel?
Yeah, because it seems like you get fired up too much.
I get a little fired up too much. I should calm down just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Focus on the positive. There's so much good, too.
Well, you know, I've been trying to put good stories in. Sometimes I run out of time, so I've been trying to add good, you know, feel-good stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is important, because I go through this all the time. You know, the situation with the impeachment or something that just really is so, I mean, this is so stupid and so aggravating. How should I go about presenting that story? Or is there something you can suggest that kind of helped me?
Well, we all know that they're stupid. We all know they're going to try to impeach him for the Russia thing. Now they're impeaching him for this mysterious whistleblower. It's stupid. They're going to come up with stupid news all the time just to distract us. So, well, I don't know if you talked about it, but did you talk about the man of God?
Yes,
NFL?
Yes.
See, that I like hearing stories about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, a high school or something that they started wearing the bands?
Yes. I don't know. All it said was like 22,000 people started wearing
those headbands. Man of God.
Yep.
Oh, that's very good. I wanted to bring you on. I'm glad that you. I always like my wife's feedback. I always ask her different things, and she tries to keep me grounded, kind of calm me down a little bit, because I get fired up pretty quick.
Yes.
I want to talk about what happened to your foot and just kind of the story, because it really is amazing. And it just goes, one, yeah, of course, obviously it goes to the products we got at the Power Mall, but people have to hear this story, especially now it's fall, going into spiders and whatever. They're going to try to look for a place inside or whatever. Basically, briefly tell the story about what happened to your foot and then what you did and then where we're at with all that.
Well, I always wear shoes outside. We spray outside. We don't have spiders in our house either, so... We went to St. Louis, and it looked like I had just a tiny little scratch on my foot, you know, and it almost looked like it started getting infected, and I thought, that's weird. I don't remember scratching myself. Anyways, at night, it started throbbing and started swelling, and I put the clay on it thinking it was just, you know, I got an infection somehow, mosquito bite, or it didn't even look like a mosquito bite. It looked like a little cut, and it started throbbing, so I put clay on it. And instantly it stopped the pain.
Well, you put oregano first, didn't you?
Yeah. I can't remember which one.
I think you put oregano first.
Oregano. So anyways, when I put oregano on it, I think you're right. Oregano was first. And then that stopped
the
pain in my foot.
Now, did it hurt? Did it like hurt like ache or just kind of pulse or did it?
No, it started like throbbing.
So it was a boom, boom,
boom. And then all of a sudden I thought, this is not a cut. I bet you anything I got bit by a spider. I don't know. It just appeared in my mind. It's strange. The whole story is strange. Even before the trip, I had this feeling to bring the clay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, I told everybody, I told the audience, I said, on any trip that we go on, there's three things that we bring at least one of those every time. Either the laminitis or the Healon. The clay and the oregano. One of those things, pretty much every trip the last few years, we have at least one of those things. This trip, we brought all three,
Yes, and it was in my mind. So finally I thought, oh my gosh, I got bit by a spider. And in my mind, it's like, this is a brown recluse. So eventually my foot started swelling and I'm in a hotel room and I had it. Every time it started hurting, I put more clay on. And you could feel my foot pulse, like almost like you could feel it draw the poison out. It was
all right,
amazing.
Let me interject from here, this point, because let me tell from my perspective. You know, because she just, you know, it initially starts, oh, my foot, I think I cut to like, oh, my gosh, my foot, and like, whoa. So it goes from, oh, not a big deal to, whoa, oh, my gosh, this is a big deal. Then you look at her foot, and it had that that typical, eventually it got that typical spider bite looking thing where the circle goes around it. And then that, I don't remember quite the time, but I remember looking at her foot at one point and her foot started to swell right around the bite. The foot did. And then you could see the redness and the venom or whatever it is. You could see it start swell and go up her leg. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is serious. So there's really only one thing that can do this around here. Maybe a black widow, but more likely a brown recluse like this. We have little children in the house. So of course we have to have an exterminator where we live or there'd just be too many bugs. So we asked him about it. He got to look at it a couple of days later. He said, yeah, the only thing that could be is that's a brown recluse bite. So from my perspective, I'm going through my mind. I know all the things people have said about the different products. I know all the, things that I've used them for and how they've helped me. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to give this a shot. But I also remember thinking in my mind, I didn't tell her this, but you know, like tomorrow, if this doesn't start looking better, I mean, we need to do something serious because you could literally, I could see the venom and the swelling moving up her leg. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is serious. But anyway, so go on, continue on from your point then.
Well, you basically summed it up perfectly. Anyways, the clay and the oregano are awesome.
No, from then, what did you keep doing? No, what did you do from then? You did clay constantly. Tell what you did.
Oh, I put clay on. I wrapped my foot. I put oregano on first, and then I put clay on, and then I wrapped it in plastic, and then put ice on it.
Saran wrap. We got some saran wrap.
I had to elevate it. It just would throb like crazy if I try to walk on it or even put it on the ground. That's how I knew something was up. I just couldn't. I had to hop around the hotel room. I just couldn't even put pressure on my foot. It was that bad.
So. For treatment, what you did, and again, this is not, we're not making medical diagnosis here, recommendations. This is what Tristan did. This is what we did for Tristan. She put oregano on it immediately first, and that kind of dulled the pain. Yes, a little, it kind of took the sting out of the pain off little bit. Mm-hmm. Kind of dulled it a little bit. Okay. From then, we put a little bit of laminitis at some point, the lamb cream on at some point. We kept putting clay. We got the wet. We made it a paste. We put it on her foot and wrapped it in saran wrap. We did put a little ice on at one point and basically just kept clay constantly on it. Now it's been about a week and the foot, there still is a red thing. It blistered up. It went through all stages. It was amazing to see all that swelling I described and everything basically got pulled back and sucked back in down to where the bite was. And now it's just this little red thing. It's still a little puffy. It hurts if I press. Does it hurt now if you press?
You know what? And people, I'd show people, you know, because they knew I got bit. And they'd say, I can't believe how good your foot looks. Because the venom, it actually rots out your skin.
Necrosis from the inside.
Yeah, they said, your foot looks amazing.
Well, that
and
was.
I thought, oh, thanks. It's still a little, you know, it's healing, but. I mean, I tell everybody about the clay now. It's unbelievable. And the oregano, all of it, all those three products.
Well,
unbelievable.
We're friends with our bug exterminator. We call him a hired killer. Our hired killer, we're friends with him. So he came over and he kept looking at her foot and that's what he said. He said, I can't believe your foot looks that good. He says, I've seen bites. I've seen people looks like their skin looks like beef jerky after they've been bitten by a brown recluse. I mean, you can't even believe how good this skin looks.
I know. If you don't have it, go get some. Order now. At the Power Mall.
Well,
call Jay at thepowermall.com.
877-817-9829. I wanted to tell people a story because, one, it's an amazing story, but two, just to give them a little bit of taste of what we get. Testimonies from people. This is not unusual for people to tell stories like this and things with these products. So anyway, I just wanted to give a little example of that and talk about a feel good story. It's a feel good story because I was a little more worried than you were. I don't think you really realized what was going on. You were a little kind of, she had got a headache. She got a little out of her mind a little bit. She really did.
Oh yeah. 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 That's true.
And so, I mean, there was one point I was like, oh boy, if in the morning this doesn't look different, we're going to do something.
Can I tell that story? Sorry, I'm laughing about because it reminded me of Larry the Cable Guy. And he says,
what?
I don't know if I should say this, but whatever. We were watching Larry the Cable Guy, and he's like, I got bit by a brown recluse. No, not the spider. The Puerto Rican neighbor down the street who doesn't come out of his house. And it was hilarious. Anyway.
He said, hey, yeah, I got bit the other day by one of them brown recluses. He says recluses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not the spider. The Puerto Rican down the street never leaves his house. Well, Tristan didn't get bit by a Puerto Rican. She got bit by a brown recluse spider.
I know. You know what? I didn't even have any fear that when I put the clay and all that, the oregano on, it didn't hurt unless I put pressure on it. I mean, for real, it's awesome.
Do we, Todd, do we have our guest? did we connect with Brent? Oh, we do. Okay. Well, very good. Very good. We do have Brent Johnson. We do have him on the line. So is there anything else you'd like to say in conclusion?
No, I'm excited to hear Brent Johnson.
Oh, what is there something you want me to ask him?
No, I don't know. I might think of it once he starts talking.
Okay, do you want to ride shotgun for a second?
Yeah.
Ride shotgun for a second. Just stay tight. Let's bring Brent on. Brent is one of my favorite. He's known as a really, throughout America certainly, but really throughout the world, he's an expert on sovereignty. And he's been different radio show hosts for 25 plus years. He's written a book called The American Sovereign, which is great. It's easy to read. It has all these fantastic examples. His website, freedomradio.us, revolutionnow.us, two websites. The one and only Brent Johnson. Brent, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing very good. Yeah, we finally got you there. We had a little bit of difficulty getting you online.
No, my bad. My apology. I did a time zone glitch because of daylight savings and all that. I forgot that it's still on, and I simply misset my my alarm. And I apologize. And my bad. I feel terrible.
Well, that's okay. It worked out. I was going to have Tristan come on just briefly tell that story during the break about the Power Mall. So we got just a little longer version, but just so everybody knows, you're outside of America. So it's pretty early there where you are now. So we really appreciate you getting up and being on.
Yes, 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 I am. And yes, it is. And that's fine. It's my absolute pleasure. I love coming on with you guys. It was quite entertaining listening to the story.
Well, where you are, I don't know. Maybe you need some clay. Who knows what kind of varmints live where you are, insects or what have you. Anyway, I want to start. There's a couple of news stories that, I didn't cover that much that I wanted to wait to bring up to you. And I also have a story, but I'll bring that up later. I'm all over the place here. Okay, the Safe Drivers Act. We have senators now that are offering this Safe Drivers Act to give a real-time national driver surveillance program. So in real time, they're going to surveil you in your car. That's what this bill would do. Have you seen this? And your initial reaction?
Actually, no. This is one I have not seen. I have heard about the travel things on the driver's license for
real ID.
The extension of the real ID that's gonna make it impossible for you to fly unless you have a star or something on your license. That I've heard about. I have not heard about this, so you'll have to bring me up to speed.
Well, let's talk about the real ID now in Missouri. For years, if you go to the airport, this is literally for years, and for people who live in Missouri, they've probably seen this. I can remember it was like 2016. They said, if you don't have a passport by December 2016, you won't be able to fly because of the Real ID Act. And it's like, okay, everybody just ignores it. So 2016 comes and goes. Missouri does not opt into the Real ID. It may be, I know there's other states that have been resistant also. And then 2016 comes and goes, and then the government says, oh, just kidding. It's okay. They'll fly with your Missouri driver's license. So then the next year, by December 2017, if you don't have this real ID, you're going to have a passport. You're trying to scare everybody into this. And they just kept pushing and moving the date back, and Missouri still wouldn't go for it. So why don't you, it's like they're scaring us into it. They're a lot, this is a lot bigger deal and a lot less power than we think they have. Two, just give us the basics of this real ID, what it means and why we should be concerned about it.
Well, it basically is a federal, essentially a surveillance program. That's really what it is. And you know what you just described happens for exactly the reason you mentioned this is not, if they were to impose the kind of restrictions and legislation and surveillance, and I underline the word impose, if they were to force people into this, like I refuse to use their documentation at all. Okay, but if they were to force people into this, it would get thrown out in the Supreme Court. It would get thrown out in the Supreme Court easily, and they know it. And because they know it, they're not going to implement it. They have legal people advising them, telling them things like that. That you know, there's no way this is going to stand. So the tactic, it's from the Paul Goebbels school of propaganda and manipulation. For anyone who doesn't know, Paul Goebbels was the information minister for Adolf Hitler. And the idea is you move forward with it even if you know it's not going to be accepted. Because if they think you're moving forward with it, they will make accommodation for it. They being the states, they being the people. You know, it's more a psychological tactic. And I don't know what this Safe Driver Act thing is, but it may well be along similar lines. You know, there's some kind of an attitude in Washington that is, we want the people to believe that you are safer in the hands of the government than when you are not in the hands of the government. If the government is watching everything you do, then you'll be safer. If the government is telling you that your children have to be vaccinated, you will be safer. If the government, is your nanny, you will be safer. When the reverse is actually the truth. In the Declaration of Independence, which is the founding document, not the Constitution, the Declaration is where it all comes from, all the yes. principles. And it says right there in the Declaration, to secure these creator-endowed unalienable rights, governments are created. That's it. To secure these rights, governments are created. Okay, those words tell you the purpose of government, the function of government, the reason why we allow government to exist. Okay, it did not say to maintain our safety, governments are created. It did not say to give us health care, governments are created. Okay, it did not say anything like that. It said to secure these rights. So the purpose of government, the function of government, the reason we the people allow government to exist is to secure our creator-endowed unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property. Period. Now, when government does anything else, government has stepped beyond its purview, beyond its function. Okay, so if I'm not harming anybody, if I'm not violating somebody's life, liberty, or property, why should I not be able to do whatever I want?
This, I've told this story many times.
This type of legislation is designed to make me behave in certain ways.
We're seeing that with China with this social credit score. It's like a learned behavior kind of. It's Pavlov's dog is what it is. If you do this, we'll give you a treat, and we're going to cause a psychological reaction. This harkens back to the conversation my grandfather told me, and I've told this story many times. I don't know if you've heard me say it. But my grandfather, when I was a little boy, said, Danny, do you know what makes America different from every country? And of course, I said, no, what, Grandpa? Because in America, your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them. Now, what two things that are amazing about this, and my grandfather telling me this. One, my grandfather was not a religious person. He did not really like religion too much. He was, I would say, kind of agnostic. The war, World War II, really set him off about God because he prayed for his friend. I mean, that's a pretty touching story. He prayed for his friend to be saved on the ship. They're on the convoys, and he can look out, and his buddy, his good buddy, was on the other ship, and the ship went down, and he prayed for him, and he got ate by a shark and or whatever. And all. I mean, it's just that my grandfather was not a religious person, and he said that. Two, then he said, he told me, and Danny, they taught me that in school, and that's even more shocking. They taught me that in school. This idea, we talked about this early with the news. The concept, speak to this part, please. The concept that our fathers, our framers, our founding fathers, our framers, they wanted religion almost to be another branch of government, that a separate part, that it was to it kind of be the backbone of freedom, that without it, freedom would not exist. This idea of what you're saying, if you don't have this moral and this idea and this anchor fabric of our society, then we can't have this constitutional republic. Please speak to any of those things I just said.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our declaration does not say that your rights are endowed by God. They say endowed by your creator, which I think is very interesting, okay? Simply because, the wording was very, very careful. They were very, very careful with their wording on things. I ask people regularly on my show, I would say, how many of you out there, used to do this in the seminars, how many of you out there were created by government? Show of hands, please. And, you know, well, if you were not created by government, then you did not get your rights from the government. If you did not get your rights from the government, then the government cannot take your rights away. It's a very simple, basic concept that most people don't understand.
There's the music. More on this great and important discussion with Brent Johnson on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Johnson, your Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com is where we get all the great products and really what funds us. Where do we get the gas to put in the car, to put in to drive down the truck of this whatever it is, independent highway or our consciousness? You've been so supportive. You've been so great always, and we've worked hard to present the best product. We think we have products. We really believe we have products that deserve your attention, that we deserve your support, your donations, your prayers, what have you here, and that we feel a mission and feel an important thing. You know, it's one, you know, it's good. I like it when my wife comes every so often because this isn't just me. It's not just my uncle. It's not just Kat or the other Jay or, you know, Josh or whoever is here helping with the Power Hour. It's families, and my wife is a part of this too, even though she doesn't come on air a lot. I mean, it's a family mission we got here. Wouldn't you say, Tristan?
Absolutely. Yes.
And, when I don't rant, she really likes the show.
She's good. I wanted to say something. You were talking about why the document said, creator. And not God, because you can see throughout history they've used God to manipulate people into acting a certain way.
Well, also creator, you know, if you say creator, it's kind of self-evident, right? We're created. It really takes away the argument. So the word God brings in all kind of argument and debate.
Right.
The word creator
is universal.
Yeah, well, the debate is over. It's self-evident. You know, that's what we say. These truths are self-evident. It's obvious. We're endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the government's sole purpose, just like Brent said. Anyway.
Brilliant. It was brilliant.
Beyond brilliant. I mean, there hasn't been anything like it for thousands of years. It's the greatest moment in human history for thousands of years. That is the greatest moment besides the life of the Savior. The greatest moment in the history of the world for thousands of years, in my opinion, was the Declaration of Independence in that moment. And what it did for really the world. Anyway, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829.
Sorry.
No, I gotta get this. I gotta get the phone number out, then start talking. At least get the phone number out.
By now.
There you go. We have great specials over there. And the big one, you spend $150, you're gonna get a free bottle of Miracle 2. Just tell Jay. Or if you order on the internet, you put it in the notes. There's a part to put a little comment in the notes. Say, hey, I want my Miracle 2. You can have the regular soap, the moisturizer, or the neutralizer. Either one. You choose. Put it in the notes. And we'll do it. So, one, we got those new things. We want to get the Miracle 2 out. But two, we want to give another thank you, another incentive. Thank you for choosing. We know there's a lot of places you could spend your dollars. And right now we're looking to expand the show. Some people may disagree, but I feel better about the show. I feel more comfortable about the show, and it's time that we expand and go in some different avenues the best we can. You know, nothing crazy, but we're going to start slow and building this, because we want to bring people we think, not think. I know that what we're talking about with Brent Johnson and guests like this, that is really unique on shows like this, shows of our size. There's not very many at all who discuss this in detail. And this is the American ideal. And once this is gone, there's no more America. But once this is in you and you're convicted about it, America will never die. So that's the paradox. And that's really the race. And that's a big, big, big part of where we are. Do you want to comment on that, Tristan? Or you know, when you started to learn all these things and these concepts, and what does America, Declaration of Independence, all God-given rights, all these things, what do they mean to you?
Well, now you put me on the spot.
well, you talk about this all the time. So
life,
I just,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I mean, what does this mean to you? How important is this? How you need, as a mother, as a wife, as a, you know, anything?
Well, you want your children to be free. So I'm just thinking about things that Brent has said. How there is a different system, which is the right system to get out of, or you know, you can't fight this system.
You're talking about school, like public school.
Like public school. Get your kids out of public school. Driver's license. There's a different way.
Yes. You just don't.
Get out of slavery and
do something different.
Yeah. Go towards freedom. There is a different way.
I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, you homeschool the girls, and that's a challenge sometimes. It's rewarding sometimes. Why do you homeschool your children?
Oh, I love this saying. I've seen the village, and I don't want my kids part of that village.
Taught by that village.
Yeah. Or, you know, public school.
It takes a village to raise a child. I've seen the village. I don't want my children raised by the village.
Yeah. It's true. Well, here's the thing. Someone's going to manipulate your kids' thinking a certain way, because kids are going to be...
They're sponges.
They're sponges. So is it going to be you who believe in God, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, freedom? Or are they going to be, you know, you came from a monkey. Government gives you rights. You know.
Do what we say. You get a gold star.
Someone's programming your kid's brain. That's how I say it. There's probably a more accurate way. And who's it going to be? You or school?
Well,
and people say, oh, well, family, they come home. You know, and I have more control, you know, I have more influence when the kids come home from school. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. They leave on the school bus at 7:30. They get home, 3 o'clock? They do their homework. They eat dinner and go to bed. You do not have as much influence as you think you do.
That's a pretty sobering thought, what you just said right there. And I think it's very important. Anything else? We don't get you on the radio much. So I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. You going to forgive me? Are you going to be mad at me later?
I told you so. That's all I got to say.
Now you're biting your nails. I didn't want to make you nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. I think people instinctively know something's wrong. Do something about it. It's be active. Don't just sit there like a slug and say, pity me. There's always a way out of it. And be positive and get out of it.
Well, and then just do what you can. Whatever you can do, just do it. Then do you see a difference? You know, you have a lot of nieces and nephews. You have a whole lot. You're one of 8 children. So, I mean, do you see a difference in our children compared? I'm not trying to compare. That's not what I'm trying to do. But what am I trying to say?
Oh, I know what you're saying. The thing I like about homeschool is my children, you know, around other adults and stuff, they know how to respond to different, whether it's an adult, a grandmother, a little child. They're with me all day, so they know how to respond to different age groups. Whereas if you take a lot of the teenagers from high school, they only know how to associate within their own group, whether they're texting or, you know, they almost just cling to their own group. They don't know what to say to grandma anymore, or they're just like so socially awkward.
So this idea I hear about, well, don't you, you know, I've heard this, and even your relatives have said, well, don't you want your kids socialized? I'm like, no, why would I want my kids socialized? See, socialization, that's what it's, we think that, oh, by going to public school, they're going to be more well-rounded. They'll be more social. They'll be able to deal with different situations. It really, the opposite is true.
Well, and yes, and not only that is, I get a lot of, your kids have excellent manners. Well, yeah, because they're not influenced by people who only knows what they learn at home. Or other places.
Well, I'm glad that you came here to be able to talk about this. And this is big with Brent, because Brent will
I love you, Brent. I love listening when you come on.
Brent is way stronger about this than I ever would be on the air. I mean, Brent, his opinion about, he's right here. I'm talking about him like he's not even here. He's right. We're carrying on. I got my wife here. Now I just wanted to have her. She wanted to say a couple things, Brent. So I appreciate you giving some time to her. But this homeschool thing, you're much stronger. You have a much stronger opinion about this than I do. And I don't want people to feel bad. I just want them to see the value. And if you want to reshape and lead the destiny of your family, I don't know of anything in this world, hardly, that you can do that would be better and more important than to homeschool. Anyway, your thoughts about that?
Well, and you're right. I'm pretty hard hitting on this. I believe if you look at nature, okay, just look around you. It's everywhere you see. Okay, you look at nature, you will see that adult animals teach their children how to function as adults. The bear teaches the cub, how to forage for food. Okay, the bird teaches the chick, you know, how to fly and how to, how to eat, how to survive. Every step of the way, you look and you see the adult teaches the child how to function as an adult. That is the role that has been appointed for adults. It is the parents' job to educate the children, and with all due respect to reading, writing, and arithmetic, the job, the primary job that you have as a parent is to see to it that your children learn how to function as adults. That's your job. And in all honesty, public school doesn't do that. Therefore, parents who put their children in public schools, some of you aren't going to like this, okay, are not doing their job, okay? They are not doing their job.
Ooh,
and
it's a little strong, right?
It is. But, my dedication is to the truth, okay? I'm not looking to, I don't mind if I offend people, okay, because you have a right to offend people, believe it or not. Okay, in school you're told you don't. Okay, but I believe that the highest principle is truth. And the truth is, if you really want our society to function, then the next generation has to know how to function in society. Okay, and it doesn't when it comes out of public school. Public school teaches you how to obey. Public school teaches you how to be good little subjects of the government. When your bequest from the founding fathers is to be the ruler in this country, is to be the people who are running the show, where the government is the servant, not the ruler. We don't have any leaders. You talk about leaders, or we don't have any leaders. Okay, we have public servants, and they're doing a pretty bad job of it also. Public school runs completely counter to the natural order of things. And I put editorial comments in educational stories that I post all the time that says, if you love your children, get your children out of public school. I don't care if you have a job and it's too tough, it's too hard for you, to homeschool. I don't really care, in all honesty. It's your duty. You had the children. You gave them life. It is your duty to raise them to be functional adults with morals and standards and values that you instill in them. And what you're doing by putting them in public school for convenience sake is you're basically, you know, giving that off to somebody else. That somebody else is funded by the government. I don't care whether your teachers are good teachers. It doesn't matter. They're funded by the government. And if they don't do what the government tells them to do, the government will take away the funding. Okay, so those wow. public schools are simply government schools dictating how those children will be programmed. You know, mm-hmm. And your job as a parent is to see that that doesn't happen. I would rather a child of mine grow up illiterate than grow up with a public school education.
That's a strong statement. Let me provide a little maybe context. And Tristan, get involved because you've had this discussion. You know, it's not that we can't help it. We stick out to your family, right? Because we do think home births and homeschools and different things like that. So they'll say things to you. And how do you think your family would take what Brent just said? Using them as an example. I'm not trying to pick on your family. Just
well, now
general.
He's judging.
Right. They'll think now he's judging. But in general, this idea, what he said about school, there seems to be some kind of disconnect where people have a perception that, oh, school is like it was 30 years ago or 40 years ago or so. They have a disconnect. One, schools are not teaching our children well. I mean, we're like, what, 40th or so? There's different metrics, but we're about 40th.
The same people who honestly put their kid in public school trust the government.
Well, I think that's less and less. Some people think they don't have options because they need to work. I understand certainly all those things. That's where grandparents come in. Hopefully we live near our grandparents. That's a great ethic to be able to live close to your family so you can work together, your neighbors, what have you. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I think what Brett is saying is you just have to realize how important this is. You know, why don't you tell our audience just quickly, we're running out of time, but how easy is this? I mean, it's not like you have to teach them per se. You just kind of help them. Talk about that.
About homeschool?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not hard. I mean, it only takes about, what, 3 or 4 hours a day. Public school is all day because they have 30 kids to a classroom.
Well, no, that I had this discussion with our...
Easy. And there's programs where they have all the curriculum you need. You can print them off. You can buy it. You can teach your own kids.
Well, all you do is press... I should say all you do. I'm not diminishing what you're doing. But all you do is press a play button on the DVD, and the teacher teaches a class, and you're there supporting or helping or doing the worksheets with him or instilling. If the teacher says something that my wife doesn't like, my wife is right there and clarifies it with our children. If she says something that she really likes, which the course is pretty good, then she can reaffirm all these things. All the values that my wife wants my children to have, she is instilling right into our children. I am stunned now after these few years that we've done this with the oldest one now, just starting the other one, how, you know, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to understand and realize what that really means, what Brett said. I don't think I've ever heard somebody explain this as well as Brett about the values, your history, continuing on, your system that you believe is important, that you're instilling and perpetuating in your children. Public school, government school is meant by design. Ask Charlotte Isherby. It is meant by design to sever that connection, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else to say, including our connection to our inheritance and our founding fathers. Last thought on that, Brett. I didn't know this was going to turn into a referendum on schools. Anyway, your thought.
No, neither did I. These things. That's why I tell you, whatever we talk about, we'll be able to, you know, get into it. Just a point. We have a book that we carry. It's called Character Driven College Preparation by Dr. John William Turner Jr. It's an excellent book on homeschooling. Okay, and you know, and ways in which it makes it so much easier. Okay, on parents, okay, to be able to do as you say, help instill the values that they want, get an education to their children, and do it outside of the public school system. It's like I say, the children really are our most precious resource because they're the next generation. Okay, they're the ones who are going to take over our country. And if they're not, if they don't understand, we don't have civics lessons anymore in public school. If they don't understand the nature of the Declaration, the nature of the Constitution, the nature of your rights, okay, that's more important than understanding reading, writing, and arithmetic. You'll forgive
me. Amen. Amen.
This is more important. And if they don't understand that, what kind of steerage, what kind of country will they run when they take over?
It's profound. I mean, that's why we encourage everybody to put the Bill of Rights. And if you order something from the Power Mall, you know, tell them to throw in a Bill of Rights magnet so you can put that, because if it's not in our hearts and our minds, how will it endure? How will it endure these ideas if they're not there? And do not assume that the school puts them in. They do not. In fact, they instill the opposite, ladies and gentlemen, the opposite. Anyway, we only got about 6-7 minutes. I wanted to go to the point and quickly, Brent, please explain the UN driver's permit. I know I hate the United Nations, but please just briefly explain the UN driver's permit, and then I'll tell the story of what happened to me.
Okay. First, I hate the United Nations also. It's not a UN driver's permit. It's called an international driver's permit. It's simply issued under the United Nations Treaty on Travel from 1949.
Yes, good clarification.
And it's recognized by all of the member states, the UN member states. This is a document. It's a four-year document. It is not a driver's license. Okay, and if you are a cab driver, a courier, a big rig driver, if you use the public roads for compensation,
then
you need a state-issued license. But if you just travel from point A to point B in the ordinary activities of your day, okay, there is no law requiring you to obtain the privilege of driving. The international driver's permit allows you to travel. Okay, or not so much allows you to, but allows you to travel without too much of a hassle, because it does not convey jurisdiction to the state. Okay, it does not give the cops jurisdiction if they happen to pull you over. Okay, but it is a document. It is invalid in the country in which it is issued. If you go to AAA and get, you know, spend $10 and get an IDP, it's valid everywhere but in the U.S. Now, we can get you IDPs that are issued out of Nicaragua, which means they are not valid in Nicaragua, but they're valid everywhere else, including in the U.S. And that's the gist of what the document is. It's a $200 document. It's a four-year document. I know you have one, Daniel, and I knew you had some kind of incident, and I'm kind of interested to know what happened.
Yes. Well, you know, I've done a lot of things for freedom and, you know, I've done different things with my passport and not been a U.S. citizen, not a U.S. citizen, get back to who we really are. I've done all kind of things, some successful, some not. I've been willing to go up against the barbed wire, so to speak, or push the envelope. And well, one of the main...
What happened?
I'll tell you.
Got 2 minutes.
No, we got three. I can get it in. I can talk. Don't worry. So one of the main cogs or main frustrations is about driver's license. I need permission to drive on the roads that I pay for. They're my roads. I can travel. I have a constitutionally protected right that God gave me to travel with my family, whatever. So this bothers me to no end. And of course, you know about all the jurisdiction with driver's license. Anyway, I've always looked quite a while for some different avenue. I talked to you. I've had emails about this. Some people say this is a scam. I can go get an IDP from AAA and it's $20. And again, just to be clear what Brent said, if you get it within the United States, then you can't use it in the United States. So I called Brent. We went through this. I got the IDP out of Nicaragua, got my picture on it, whatever, got the whole international driver's permit. So I got pulled over by police. He asked for my driver's license. I said, well, I don't have a driver's license, but I got a international driver's permit. Here it is. And it unfolded. It looks a little different. And it's a booklet. I mean, it's a serious document. And then he's got my information there. And I show it to him. He goes, oh, okay. He says, here, let me take this. Let me fill out a form. I'll be right back. So we went back to the car. He didn't act like it was something new to him. I assumed, I could be wrong. I assumed he had heard about it before. It was no big deal. He didn't even hesitate. He might have been just taking it back to his car to call headquarters and get, you know, see, what is this? He might have been doing that. I don't know. He was in the car for a little bit and then he came back. He gave it to him. You guys have a nice day. Sorry about bothering you. And that was it. That's what happened. That's how great that was. Go ahead. I got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, Brent. You got a minute and a half. All for you. What would you like to say about that?
I got a minute and a half. The best thing for me to do is give contact information if people
yes,
get in touch.
Absolutely. Please. Let me say this. Look, I've done a lot of things to try to, in looking into, and I know a lot of you listening, and some of you, this means is meaningless to you. I feel, especially these real ID, everything, the more that we can pull away from this beast system, the better. And I think this is a very, very, very good tool to do that. For me, it's worked. I think it's very worth your time. So, Brent, how can people get into contact with you?
The toll-free number, 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. That'll get you in touch with us. The website, www.freedomradio.us. The IDP is one of many things that we offer. We have the absolute best 100% track record over a quarter of a century. Common law trust to protect your property, your house, your business, your vehicles, whatever else. We can get you out from under the IRS and Social Security. We can do all kinds of things to help you live free the way our founders envisioned freedom. I invite you, give us a call, get a catalog, get whatever other information you're interested in. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about things today, but that's okay. I'll be back when they want to have me back. I love
coming. Oh, absolutely. You'll absolutely be back. We'll talk about some more. Let me also give a caveat here. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes freedom is not free and sometimes freedom costs. So look, I want you to be informed. I want you to understand what you're doing when you do these things. Just don't assume, hey, all I got to do is call Brent and all my problems are going to be solved. You need to understand this. And so don't do anything that you don't feel comfortable with. So I would very much encourage you that. And again, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intended you. Great interview today, Brett. Thanks for coming on. Sorry about the mix-up at the beginning. It was your fault, so we'll put it on you. But it gave us a chance to get Tristan to come. Next time, we'll have a better chance. So God bless you. See you, Brett. Thank you so much.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora.
When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.